Hello and welcome to NICE. NICE is a process that invites you to better emotionally regulate. If you're like most, we do two things. We flee our feelings because they are uncomfortable at best, painful at worst, or we identify with them. I am my anger, I am my fear. This is an invitation to slow down and tend to your emotions differently so that they don't have as much of a hold on you. So what's going to happen is that I will be asking you to think of a recent memory where an emotion did surface, and perhaps you didn't have the time or didn't take the time or actively avoided feeling it, which again is very normal, very human. And as we get started, I ask that you find a comfortable position, that you are alert and sitting up, you're attentive but comfortable. You're feeling the weight of your body and your chair. Maybe you're feeling your feet on the floor. And take a couple of deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth, so that you can become centered and calm before we begin the process. As we go ahead and get started, reflect back on that recent memory of the feeling that you had. And as we go through NICE, we're going to start with N, which is simply pausing long enough to notice that it happened and to assign a name. Now, emotions and feelings are complex, they're nuanced, so maybe there are a few names. Like if it was anxiety, maybe it's fear and dread. If it was anger, maybe it's resentment or frustration. But it's so important to take a couple of pauses to assign a name and choose one. It doesn't have to be perfect, but it's a starting place to play with for the feeling that came up and a name that feels most right for the source of what that feeling was. And now we're moving on to I, which is invite, which is so counterintuitive to our normal habits and practices in response to our feelings. So you're asking the emotion to come forward, to take center stage. You're making room for it and saying, I see you, I feel you, I acknowledge you, I recognize you. And you're actively inviting it. Remembering, of course, that the feeling is not who you are. Feelings are energetic, temporary states that move through us. So you're asking that energetic state to come forward. Imagine that the feeling is like a wave in the ocean, or leaves in a breeze, clouds in the sky, allowing it to be here with you now, knowing that it will not be with you forever. They come and they go. And then the next part is to inquire. And when I use the word inquire, it's not about asking why is the emotion here. That is not a helpful question. It's not going into your head. It's not going into the story. It's inquiring into the body. Where do you feel the emotion? Where does it take up residence in your in your body? Is it in your heart? Is it in your gut? Is it in your throat? Where does the energy of the feeling show up? Some people feel feelings many places. Maybe they feel it, the tightness between their shoulders, or even pressure in their temples, a little bit in their heart. And if you too feel it in multiple spots, ask, where is the source? Because perhaps the feeling is radiating to different places in your body, but where does it start? Take a moment to tune in to that. And as you inquire into the felt experience of the emotion or the feeling, what does it literally feel like? Is it heavy? Is it sinking? Is it sharp? Is it fleeting? Does it have a temperature? Is it hot? Is it cold? More deeply connecting to the felt experience in your body of being with and bearing witness to the feeling. And then we're moving to see, which is connecting. And here's where, if it feels right, but only if it feels comfortable and right, you can take your hand and you can gently place your hand on the place in your body where the feeling feels most active and alive. And you're asking, what does the feeling need to be soothed, to be comforted, to be acknowledged? And this step can be challenging because we can go into the head, into the story, but I want you to stay with the feeling, because you're about to transition into comforting. And so for many, as they connect with the feeling in their body and the intention of soothing, nurturing, comforting it, perhaps you imagine a small child, or you as a small child, or a pet, or a loved one, someone that is so easy to love. And you connect with that energy of compassion and care and comfort. For many people, it's imagining someone who has been that person for them, someone who is a source of comfort and love, whether it's a parent or a relative or a friend. And it's like you're borrowing their energy to support this process of soothing and comforting the emotion. For other people, it's a transcendent relationship. God, light or love, however you define that relationship, and allowing that energy, that love, that care to come forward, and perhaps it is channeled through your hand and into that place in your body that is acceptance and wisdom and compassion. So however you comfort and connect, take a moment to feel the feeling, to connect with it, and then provide that comforting. What does that feel like? What might that comforting presence, either the deepest, wisest place in you, most compassionate place in you, or someone or something else, what might be spoken to soothe and comfort? Is it, I see you, I hear you, you matter, Maybe it needs a hug, told everything's going to be okay, or this too shall pass. Take a moment to experience the comforting. And now as we come close to an end, we're moving into E for ease. The ease of shifting the energy to accepting the comfort, to in a really deep felt way, knowing you are not your emotions and they are being released, softened. What does that feel like as they are letting go or shifting form? To be with that experience in this moment, right here and right now. And opening up the possibility for greater freedom, greater presence, greater peace. And taking a few deep cleansing breaths in through your nose and exhaling through your mouth, returning to the room and to your day, more connected to a sense of calm. Thank you.